Well, the story's all new, but the hits are by, they're all Elvis. And the show is called All Shook Up, and it is closing Springfield Little Theater's current season, opening on June the 8th and running through June 24th. And here to talk about that is director Chuck Rogers and actor Eli DePriest.
Good morning.
How you doing? Morning.
I thought you were going to say something like there's a whole lot of shaking going on.
I'm not
going
to do I leave the bad puns to other people. I just, you know, forget it. Not going to do it. What's interesting, it's not just like a review of Elvis songs. This is actually a show kind of inspired by the storyline of Twelfth Night.
It is. It's actually what we call a jukebox musical.
Right.
Like Mamma Mia or the Taffetas that we did years ago, Buddy Holly. Pretty much they take the music of a particular artist and they then build a brand new story around that music. In this particular case, right, as you said before, it's Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. And with a 1950s contemporary vibe to it, all built around Elvis songs. 27 of them.
We were talking to Sarah about Crybaby, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is another. So, actually, theater in June in Springfield is going to be very 50s oriented.
Oh,
isn't
yes.
It?
You can count on it.
Because, all right, who are you playing?
Yeah, I play Chad. He is.
You're the leather jacketed motorcycle riding delinquent, right?
That is so true. he just comes into this town in the Midwest out of nowhere, and he just kind of inspires love to come from everyone. It gives color to the town.
And he's a roustabout. There's a connection to at least to an Elvis movie, if not a song. But Joe DiPietro wrote the book for this, and of course it's all Elvis songs.
Yep.
Who put all this together?
As in
the people that actually assembled all of this and selected the whichever Elvis songs.
Yeah, that's a great question. I really don't know. The only history I know about the show is that they pulled one tune from every one of Elvis's properties. They pulled a tune from Viva Las Vegas. They pulled a tune from Blue Hawaii. They pulled a tune off of each of his greatest hits albums.
I was going to say, it's not just songs from the movies.
Right. It's like they – Joe DiPietro maybe wrote the story first and then possibly went through with his team and pulled songs that he felt like fit the story, I would think. It's interesting because you don't realize how associated we are with Elvis tunes. And it's wonderful to hear 35 people sing them differently. The arrangements are quite different, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The arrangements are just so much more full. They bring a new life to the songs, I'd say.
Yeah.
What size of orchestra do you have behind?
It's about seven.
Well,
but it's like a contemporary band.
Yeah, right.
You know, got a bass drum and lead guitar, and it's a very Elvis sound with a couple of horns in it. That Broadway, you know, that Broadway contemporary sound. But I think it's just been really, really awesome to hear so many of our actors interpret these songs. Misha Pelkey, who plays one of the characters in the show, sings There's Always Me, which is
not really a well-known song.
Not a well-known song, but it will be when you hear her sing.
Oh, absolutely. I love Misha. She's wonderful.
She's a local singer, does a lot of jingles, just an incredible job of singing.
Well, as you mentioned that Chad, the motorcycle-riding guy, comes into town and basically shakes up everybody's lives through the power of rock and roll. Well, one life he shakes up is the small town girl named Natalie. Now, who's playing Natalie?
Yes, the young lady who plays Natalie, her name is Gia Rose Henry. Very, very sweet girl. Together through the process, we've just become really, really close friends just because we love these parts that we're playing. It's really easy to play off of each other.
But see, because it's Twelfth Night, the story of Twelfth Night is mistaken identity.
Yes, yes.
So Gia Rose has to get Chad's attention, she decides to become a guy. So she dresses up as a guy. So she gets to know him and he gets to know him. So it becomes kind of a funny mistaken identity situation. And I think the character of Chad learns a lot about himself as he realizes.
That's one way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe but, more than he wanted to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it's one of those just a summer fun kind of light, fluffy kind of things,
right,
just to go sing along with.
You mentioned about 35 people. Is that what you have in the cast?
Yeah, I think it's actually exactly 35. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not an intimate two or three character show by any means. No. You have townspeople and the whole bit.
Townspeople,
yeah,
and fantasies. We have lots of fantasy things.
Oh my gosh!
Kind of, created, and you know, just to give our audiences a lot of different things to look at.
Well, speaking of looking at, what's the production look like?
As in visually?
Yes.
That's funny you should ask that. You don't ever ask me that question before. I thought of a kinetic Route 66. Mm-hmm. So that means kind of like my feeling of what Route 66 might have looked like in the 1950s in the Midwest. We have this giant curved screen at the back of the stage that looks like a drive-in movie screen.
Oh, okay.
Which has will have all of these moving images all throughout the whole show, so that you get the feeling that you're driving somewhere in this town, and then it's got, everybody calls it Sherbertville because I've got all these really bright pastel colors and stuff. But then again, it's a very Shakespearean style, you know. I have some levels and lots of flat floor space and
columns. No columns this time.
Well, in a way there's columns.
Yeah,
on,
I
the,
so.
On the side.
Okay.
It
right.
has
yeah.
a very traditional feel to it. That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Sure. Well, that is Joe DiPietro's All Shook Up, a musical storyline inspired by Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, but with the songs of Elvis Presley. And it opens next Friday the 8th and runs through June the 24th. Performances will be Thursdays through Saturdays after the opening weekend. Thursdays through Saturdays, all at 7:30 p.m. and then Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock. Again, that is June 8th through the 24th. Chuck is directing the production, and tickets range from $15 to $36, and you can call the Landers box office at 869-1334 or visit springfieldlittletheater.org. Anything else people might need to know about the show?
How
are tickets going right now?
Really great.
Okay.
Really great.
You're only a week out.
Yeah.
You're only a week out. So,
yeah,
you know.
People want to get out. I just want to give a shout out to all the stuff we've got going on this summer. You know, huge education series going on this summer, as well as coming up the 1st of July, we have auditions for Newsies, which is our opening show of the season. Already we're thinking about next year.
Woot.
It just it never stops, but we love it. We have a great time.
All right, that is Chuck Rogers, who is directing this production of All Shook Up. And Eli DePriest, you also heard from him. He's playing the lead, Chad, the guitar-playing, motorcycle-riding guy who changes up everything in this small 1950s town in All Shook Up, opening next Friday night, the 8th, at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Again, for tickets, 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. All right, thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.